We're doing Mentivot Shalom, some Chassidut on the Parsha, and our subject is the concept of Shabbos and the Mishkan. Vayakel Moshe et kol adam bnei Yisrael vayomer alehem. Our Parsha begins, Moshe gathers Israel and tells them, Eile hadvarim shel tzivah Hashem lasot otam. God has instructed us to do the following. We're supposed to set up the Mishkan, uvayom ha-shvi'i giye lachem Shabbat Shabbaton Hashem. But on the seventh day, you have a day of rest designated to Hashem. And then right afterwards, Moshe goes into all the details of how they built the Mishkan. We have to understand, why does the parasha begin with the word Vayakhel? What does the word Vayakhel mean? He gathered. He gathered all of Israel for this speech.
Isn't there a different word for that in Hebrew?
Shelomatzinu dugmato b'makom acher. We don't find any other speech that Moshe gathers everyone for this speech with the word Vayakhel. The Gamad Gashal Koladat Bnei Israel, Shenemar Kanu Vamishkan. We find here, and with regard to the Mishkan, the Torah stresses the whole congregation of Israel was gathered. Koladat Bnei Israel. V'chein omro ele advarim b'lishon rabim, daran Mishkan Nemar Lechutz Advar Shetziva Hashem. Also, we find Moshe says, these are the things that God said, and then he goes back and tells them one commandment about building the Mishkan. What are the things? We also have to understand there's this correlation between the mitzvah of Shabbos and the mitzvah of the Mishkan. We know that our parasha was said the morning after Yom Kippur. Moshe came off the mountain, we were granted forgiveness, and Moshe comes in and says, okay guys, gather around, these are our mitzvahs. Shabbos, you build the tabernacle, and everyone comes and donates. So we have to understand what's the significance of this happening now. God sends the soul of a Jew to this world. So God takes the soul that's up in heaven, in a very elevated place, and God throws it down. There are fantastic midrashim describing how God interviews the soul before he puts it in the body. Did we ever discuss it? So there's a very nice medrash where every soul is called in before God before it's sent down. And the soul is asked, do you want to go down? And the soul says, no. And the soul is told, you have so many mitzvahs you can perform down there. And the soul says, no. And then the soul is told, well, if you sin, there's all this great punishment. But if you do right, everything will go right. And here's the Torah, here's what you got to do down there. And the soul says, no! And then God says, yes, and shoves it down. And the soul has to go into a human body and deal. So there's, I'm summarizing in short the Medrash. Obviously there's a lot to be understood what the Medrash is teaching us. But coming back to the Mentivot Shalom, so the soul starts out in a high place, like the soul says to God, it's pretty good up here. It's very good up here. What do I need to go down there for? Not interested. So God says, well, I'm throwing you down there, and from down there, you got to connect back up here. The soul says, here, I'm with you, God. What do I need to go down there for? God says, no, no, no. I want you down there to connect with me. But at first glance, you have to wonder, how does a Jew really do this? How does a Jew really fulfill that mission? If that's my goal here, but I'm in a really low world, I'm in a world filled with desires. How's a Jew supposed to rise to such a high level? So that's why Hashem says he has this great holiday, he gives us the Torah. We have a Shavuos, and down comes the Torah. Bivchinat yishlach ezecha mikodesh. It's like God saying, I didn't send you down there alone. I gave you a guidebook. I told you how to make it work. Here's the Torah. HaTorah v'mitzvot, I'm saying, lo lechaltzom ha'matzavim ha'shfelim biyoter. So the Torah and mitzvot support a person and help rescue him from the lowest states. To attain his real journey, his destination to that holy place. But it didn't work. So we're granted a Torah, And instead, what the Jewish people do right after receiving the Torah, they erect a golden calf. Like the verse says in Psalms, God says, I wanted you to be like angels. But look what you've done. You're going to have to die like mere mortals. Then comes Yom Kippur and God says, okay, we're going to make up. So if you really want to make up, part of what you do is you make sure it doesn't happen again. It's one of the hard things that I believe have to happen when you try to reconcile. You have to look back and say, okay, how did we get here? How did this happen in the first place? And learn from it and see how you ensure it doesn't happen again. So what guarantee is there on that Yom Kippur that they're not going to fall again? I'll give you a simple example, which you guys probably don't know what I'm talking about. But the average person on an average day spends a certain amount of time being frustrated with themselves. And one of the major frustrations that our generation has is that they don't get up on time. It's a malady that plagues American Westerners more than European Westerners, but it's a malady of Westerners. You go to the Middle East, you go to the Sephardim, and they're up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. They're down at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, but they're... You guys know that here in Israel, if someone tells you, you could call me really late, you have to ask him what he means. Because if he's an Israeli, he might mean 9:30 at night. I'm serious, I'm not joking. Every time I ask, how late do you mean? I get a funny number, like 10, 10 o'clock, 10:30. The average person deals with this by drinking more coffee, getting more people to wake him, or getting another alarm clock. What would we really do? We'd go to sleep earlier. This class would end now instead of in an hour, right? You want to get to bed. You want to get up early. You got to get to sleep early. So very often people spend time being super frustrated with the results and not thinking at where did it all come from. Look at how many people spend their life dieting. Do they ever stop to think, why do I need to diet? What changes will ensure that I lose weight in the long run instead of the short run? I did a very stupid thing and I thought it would work. And it didn't. I 2 weeks ago, I decided no more coffee. And it was very interesting. Like, it was very tough and very exciting. And very tough. I was literally getting headaches. And I hadn't thought that I was addicted to coffee. I was only drinking one cup a day. Who would think, right? And I saw that this wasn't right. So if I would have been smarter, I would have gone from one cup to two-thirds of a cup, which I did. And then to half a cup. And then I thought I was ready to finish. I didn't even think I was going cold turkey. But you see, we know where we want to get to, and we don't think about the course of getting there. And if we would, if we think about the starting point, how did I get to where I'm at, and how do I get out of where I'm at, then we can evolve out of it. So that's what Am Yisrael needs to do now. Okay, God's willing to make up. And how do we ensure it doesn't happen again? And I'm going to tell you something really tough and scary. Think back to your major fights in life. Because in marriage, there are explosions. And I challenge you, after an explosion, when things settle down, to look back and ask yourself, how did we get here? How do we ensure it doesn't happen again? 99% of the time, you're going to say, well, she was... ... She was overtired. She was unreasonable. She was unfair. She was unkind. If you really want to resolve and move forward, you have to look back and analyze it. And it's not so simple to do with her, but that's for our Binyan HaBayit class. Coming back to here, Hashem says, how do we ensure it doesn't happen again? Before we move on, Reuven, I'm with you. Seemed like you wanted to say something.
Well, you kind of answered it partially. So you're... For example, maybe the sleep is the problem, and you can't just decide all of a sudden, I'm going to lay down at 9 o'clock, and my brain is going to allow me to sleep. But your approach, from what you said, would be try 10 minutes earlier, then
right.
10 minutes, and then...
Right.
Here.
I'm going to go off the record for a second. Sorry. Back to the Netivot Shalom. So what's the guarantee it doesn't happen again? That's why God tells Moshe when he comes off the mountain, you gather all the Jews. And he tells them, this is what God told us to do. God told us how we can avoid stumbling again. And those are two keys. Shabbos and the Mishkan. Those are two key strengths we have that will keep us from sinning. The truth is that this is a very important idea. The idea of what Shabbos really does for a Jew in his whole service of Hashem. I'm going to skip because we have like 2 minutes left. I'm skipping to the middle of the next paragraph. The Reishis Chochma writes, Shabbos is like a wellspring of holiness. When a Jew wants to tap into holiness, where's the source? Shabbos. Shabbos will affect a person even on the physical, mundane aspects of life. In Shabbos, you know, you're supposed to eat delicious food. Eating delicious food on Shabbos is holiness. Having children is holiness. Being intimate with your wife on Shabbos is holiness. It's in the halachos of Oneg Shabbos. You know that? When it discusses how you're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. So one of the things it mentions there is if you're permitted to be with your wife, if she's pure, then you have a mitzvah to be with your wife. You take the whole physical world and suddenly it becomes a mitzvah. Sleeping late on Shabbos. Yeah, it's halach and shulchan aruch for us Ashkenazim. Yeah. Sorry, Benny.
I really like that.
Welcome to Ashkenazi world. there are good things about being Ashkenazi. So, the physical world suddenly becomes a mitzvah. Now, that affects us. Because if I can take the physical world and learn how to work with it in a holy way, so then suddenly the rest of the week is affected by that. That's part of the capacity that we were granted to be connected to Hashem in the physical world. Hashem says, I'm shooting you down there to the physical world to elevate the world as well, not only to elevate yourself. And that's the thought we're in the middle of, to maybe to be continued later in the week.